You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
My taxes are complicated. We got the radio job. I got my publishing job. I've got other income from another job. My wife has two different jobs that she does from home.
It's a lot.
Yeah, you know, it's all home.
So is that a yes?
I have a question for you.
What? So is that a yes? You did.
I tried.
Okay.
Here's the thing. I have a question for you. Why? I thought for sure there was some sort of law that everybody had to have their paperwork to you by,
it's like
God,
at least
February
or something.
Yeah. It used to be, you know, by January 31st, and then it got pushed. I got stuff that they're saying I'm not going to get until mid-March.
That ain't right.
And, you know, my CPA, the people who do my taxes, they're like, if we don't get it by such and such date in March, we charge you more.
So they're rubbing their hands together, hoping you don't get it.
So I'm like, you know, I told Gretch this weekend, I said, why don't we just push, since everyone's taking longer to get the damn paperwork, it's all computerized, what's taking so long?
Can't you go online and get it?
No, you cannot. With some of these investment things, they're
That's
like,
weird.
We'll let you know in mid-March. It's all computerized, just plug in something, hit one key.
Man.
I don't understand why it takes so long, but if that's going to be the case, we need to move tax deadline day back.
You sure do.
You know, it needs to go back. It needs to go to like mid-May.
Man.
If some of these companies are going to take forever. I'm not the only one. We got listeners who are still waiting on paperwork, too. It's stupid. Thanks for ripping that scab off.
You need a new place to do your investments, I think.
Oh, my God. It's just silly. So, yes, there's a big stack
still
sitting
stacked
right
up
over here.
Right before we left on Friday, he's like, look at this stack of paperwork I got to go through this weekend.
So bad.
Well,
it was a downer to the weekend.
Was it?
Because it was hours of work.
Well, I was thinking about you while I was sitting at Maggiano's on Friday.
Jerk, you're a jerk.
Cheersing everybody and eating delicious food.
What did you order, by the way?
Everything. We did the family style. It was for my mom's birthday. So it's like, you know, one price and you get to choose four entrees and salads and desserts.
Yeah.
I posted some pictures actually on our Facebook page. I said it's borderline comical how much food they actually bring you. I mean, it's a bit ridiculous. You couldn't even see the table. There were so many plates, and you just keep pounding it down, and they just keep bringing you more and more. And you go through those mental gymnastics, you know, it's like, should we order one more plate just to take it home with us? You know, should we just order just a little bit more? But it was a lot, man. It was a lot of food. But
gluttonous society.
So gluttonous, man. And we were all just sitting there at the end like, oh, what did we do to our bodies? But once you get that marinara in your mouth, you just can't stop, Dom. So that went down. Actually, you know, there was a funny takeaway, too, because Knick Knack loves the rigatoni D. So she was trying to talk everybody into making that one of the entrees, the rigatoni D. And my mom, you know, turning 65, not hip to a lot of lingo and shortening of words nowadays. And she kept asking everybody if we liked the D. Instead of saying rigatoni D, she's like, now, do you like the D? Do you want some D? Let's do the D, you know. And if you're not familiar with that, look it up. You like the D?
Did you give your mom my best?
Yes, I did. I said, Dom said happy birthday. So she said, thank you very much.
Then she flipped the double bird.
Oh, yes. That went on this weekend. My daughter was sick all last week, and now it's starting to seep from her system, I guess. And she's got something called viral hives. So all weekend, she was a bumpy, rashy, nasty mess and extremely itchy. We're having to give her, like, baking soda baths and putting itch cream on her. Took her to the doctor twice. And they're like, oh, yeah, this is normal. Kids just get this. It's viral hives. And
that's
I feel
gross.
Bad for the kid because she is just bubbling and nasty looking all over. And she's just itching like crazy. So we had to deal with that all weekend. And then the final thing, we knocked out their science fair project. The kiddos tag teamed one this year. It is this Thursday, I believe. And they wanted to see how strong an egg actually is. How much pressure an egg can take before it actually just smashes and cracks. Because I think it can handle something like 130 pounds of pressure. if it's seated properly before it actually cracks, which is crazy to me, you know, because you drop an egg on the floor and it busts open. So they took three eggs and they took, like you take the top off a bottle of water, the little plastic piece, mm-hmm. you put one on the bottom and one on the top of the egg so mm-hmm. they can sit mm-hmm. in there. And then you put a big book on top of it and balance it. And then we put another book, and then we got to the point where we were putting hand weights on it. We had three of them set up, so it was, you know, it was like a balance. So we were putting hand weights. And I think they hit just shy of 60 pounds. They had this mound of weights and books before they finally smashed. And I got some great video of it when it finally happened. But just talk about a fun little project to do.
That's cool.
It was really fun. We got a bunch of pictures, and they put together their little poster board and everything, and now they have to present it on Thursday. And fingers crossed, they're hoping they get a trophy, of course. You know, like every kid, that's the end game. They want to get the trophy. But it was a fun little project, and really eye-opening how much force an egg can actually handle. It was really kind of cool. So
afterwards, did you make them clean up the disgusting egg?
No, I had to do that. Of course you Dad did. On duty. I had to sanitize the counters properly, Dom. No, I need egg juice everywhere. Yeah, a fun weekend. Good weekend.
I like it.
Sorry about your taxes.